You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beesbury.
This is Andy Wise. For 20 years, I was Memphis TV's chief consumer investigator. I'm out of TV news now, but I'm still your consumer investigator. I've launched my own consumer advocacy venture called Wise Choices at AndyWiseChoices.com, where I still work for your protection and where I endorse local companies with your best interest. One of those companies is Cooper Systems. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation of computer repair businesses. Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals. They helped me hold lesser computer repair shops accountable. For over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, cracked screens, for active customers, they'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors, too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggie pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome Five Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Earn two times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Whether you're celebrating an engagement, birthday, or corporate event, let Felicia Suzanne's host your special event. We have several private dining options and can accommodate both large and small groups. We can even customize our menu options to fit your taste and your budget. Felicia Suzanne's can also cater the celebration at your place. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com for more details.
With summer fast approaching, the Pep Boys pros will get your ride in tip-top shape. Now during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. And if you need your oil changed, get $25 off a Pennzoil Synthetic Oil Change that includes free tire rotation. $25 off! Go to pepboys.com/radio for your coupon and stop by your local Pep Boys service center today. Brake offer up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See oil coupon for restrictions. Offers end May 26th.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving Paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lock-It. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
It's Unicorn Cash on 92.9 FM ESPN. Don't get too horny.
Yeah!
Memphis has unicorn players. 92.9 has Unicorn Cash. Listen at the top of the hour weekdays for your chance to win a unicorn grand. Because these unicorns shit money.
Yo, no way.
Win $1,000 an hour. Every single weekday from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. It's Unicorn Cash. You know it. 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right. It's time for the next Unicorn Cash code right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text MIRROR, M-I-R-R-O-R, M-I-R-R-O-R to 72881 here in the next 55 minutes, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. That's MIRROR. M-I-R-R-O-R to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is when Bennett Doyle will give you another cash code right before the Jason and John show gets kicked off at 11 a.m. One last time, text MIRROR, M-I-R-R-O-R to 72881. Make sure you're listening to the top of each and every hour, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. for your chance to win Unicorn Cash.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what's this song that we're listening to here?
That's a Scratchy by then-teen rock guitar prodigy Travis Womack. Released in 1964, recorded at Memphis' Sonic Studios. That's a song from our middle edition of the Memphis Roadmap that was out this week.
The Memphis Roadmap was out this week.
Memphis Music Roadmap.
Read about it at the Daily Memphian. There are three different chapters to the three different installments to the story. A song a year describing Memphis history. As someone who was a total ignoramus, I found it to be, I honestly, you just keep it. And it's invaluable. And the kind of thing you won't find anywhere else. Part two basically said that the history of Memphis music is essentially the history of Memphis. I mean, it's this black music. I mean, in the end, right?
That was the intro to part one. I wrote that, but yeah. I mean, first and foremost, you have this history of Sun, sort of blues and country came together at Sun, and you had these white rockabilly artists, and then. I mean, Stax, there's a lot of story of sort of racial interaction that's part of the Stax story. But first and foremost, the story of Memphis music, I mean, this should be surprising right. to no one, is the story of black Memphis music.
Right. And then, so what was the Golden Age? Was there a Golden Age? What was
Age? That's what we called the middle installment of the three parts, which we put out on Tuesday. We called the Golden Age. That was the 50s through the 70s. And that was really sort of the rise of Sun Records in the 50s through the peak of Al Green. In the mid 70s, that sort of rock and roll and soul era,
right? And when by the end of the 70s, that had,
yeah. I mean, I wrote about a little bit of this in the intro to the third volume, which came out yesterday, and I've written about this before. You know, on one hand, you have these individual things that happened in Memphis. Elvis Presley died. Stax went bankrupt. Al Green abandoned secular music and went to the church. And so, it's easy to explain away sort of. The end of the golden era by those individual actions.
Right.
But I think what has been too little understood, and maybe it's not anymore, is that really the golden era went away for the same reason it came in, because of larger historical shifts in popular music. Popular music in America in the early and mid 20th century was directly blues based, and that's where Memphis is where those vectors pointed. And once you got into the late 70s, you had all these changes in music writ large, where, you know, punk happens and hip hop happens and disco happens, which people think of as short lived, but really that changed production techniques that informed modern R&B and modern soul and modern and funk. And so the energy became more indirectly blues based than directly blues based. It became more urban than rural, more northern than southern. And so the energy shifted in a way that was going
to
naturally shift away from
Memphis. Seattle, right? It shifted to where did it shift to?
Well, that's part of the story.
And country became more popularized, sort of too, right?
Yeah, that's part of the story too. It didn't really shift anywhere in the sense that another thing that happened is that music became less place oriented. You know, it shifted to the internet,
right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, so it's not only that Memphis is not what it used to be. No place is what Memphis used to be, and no place probably will be what Memphis used to be.
Oh, well, Nashville is what Memphis used in its own way.
No, but
Nashville is the most place-oriented thing.
Nashville is a company town. Nashville is a one genre, one industry company town. And so country music, mainstream country music in Nashville is what gambling is in Las Vegas or whatever. That's different from what Memphis was as this organic sort of music place and, you know, in the early and mid-20th century.
Okay. And so where is it now? Now it feels
it's
like
the internet.
Rap. No, where's Memphis now? Now it feels like the real, a lot of the original stuff that's happening in Memphis, prominent stuff, is rap. Is that?
Yeah, I think music that's making an impact outside the city is largely rap. But I think what really is Memphis is sort of like, beyond that, Memphis is sort of like what Austin is a little bit, in that it's more of a, you know, it's not as much of a commercial music center. It's a music center, but less of a commercial music center. It's more about people recording or people playing out, or it's more of like a modern roots music city that is rich in that area because it has a historical rooting. It's not a center of music commerce the way it used to be.
It is still producing good music.
Sure. I think Memphis is better than most cities now. It's not what it was, but it's better than most cities because music matters more here,
right?
In large part.
You can read the series over at the Daily Memphian. In the meantime, we have draft twists and turns. How surprised were you to see the tweet from Jonathan Givony, who, by the way, is going to be on with Jason and John later today? How surprised were you to see the tweet that the Grizzlies are supposedly telling the entire universe they're going to take Ja Morant?
It wasn't just a tweet. It was a story. It was published on the site.
Right. First, I saw it as a tweet.
Yeah.
I guess that's first.
It is not. Well, I mean, it would be a lot more surprising if the story was the Grizzlies are telling people they're taking Jarrett Culver at number two. So I think everyone assumes that the end game is Ja Morant at number two, right? So that's not surprising. I do find it curious that it would come out that Grizzlies representatives in the story, if you read sort of between the lines and read closely, he is not saying anyone from the Grizzlies has told him anything. And so there's no sense that the Grizzlies have told anyone in the media anything. What he's essentially saying is that people from the Grizzlies have told, he says, quote-unquote, interested parties, which I take to mean probably like people connected with Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett, have told people in Chicago that's what they're going to do. In most circumstances, that wouldn't be surprising because it's like the number two overall pick, and you know who's going one.
Right.
And so, like, you know, it's not surprising for that to be locked in before the draft. But I think it's a little curious in this specific situation because the Grizzlies have a front office that is mostly not new. The only really new person is Rich Cho, but it is led by people who are in different positions and led by people who were not focused on college scouting last season, right? And it's also led by people who have said, we are going to be very process-oriented and very deliberate and systematic and et cetera. And also a team that did not expect to have the number two overall pick.
I was going to say, like, they couldn't have been spending their whole year. Zach Kleiman could not have spent his whole year looking at Ja Morant.
I mean, I'm sure like Chris Makris, who runs their scouting department, has a very firm eye. He has spent all year thinking about these people. I'm sure he's a pretty.
But they also didn't know if they were going to have a pick, and they didn't know if they were going to be the 12th pick.
Right. They didn't know it was going to have the second. And so put all that together, the idea that they would have not only a firm opinion, but would express a firm opinion to other people the day after the lottery is a little curious. And then the reference in the Givony piece to front office and members of the ownership group was a little curious too, right?
What do you take? Who could that mean?
Well, Robert Parra is not in Chicago, but the implication is not necessarily that people, if you read it closely, it doesn't necessarily, not necessarily saying that members of the ownership group, like with their feet on the ground in Chicago, were telling people this. Like it could have been
on the phone. Could have been Robert Parrott could have called John, right, and said, "Hey, John, we would love you. We're thinking of taking you."
I mean, I talked to someone outside the organization who wondered, like, whose thought was like, you know, the story either is A, bogus, B, it's a sort of a bad look for this front office that says like we're going to be very deliberate and,
right,
and blah blah blah, or maybe Robert Parrott phoned it in. But Rob Pear's already said, like, this is who I want to take. I don't know the answer to any of that, but that is what it was presented to me. Like, it's got to be one of these three things. Either there's something, you know.
None of those are good.
Well, you know, on the first part, let me specify. Like Jonathan Gavone is great, right, and he's not making anything up. He's getting this from, right, people who matter. But the way it's reported, there's sort of a second, third layer that's embedded in the way it's reported.
Right.
So
between him.
You wonder about the degree there's a game of telephone going on among, right, if it's like third hand, somebody told me that the Grizzlies told someone else. That's sort of what it sounds like, right?
Right. Do you believe that they, well, let's just take it on his face. I believe that he has heard that, right?
Clearly, yes, but absolutely.
Do you believe they have made up their mind to take John Morant?
I think it makes all the sense in the world that John Morant is who they would
will
end up
ultimately
taking.
Take.
Yes. And so I suspect that even though Zach Kleiman was not necessarily working on this draft all year, he was dealing with more NBA level stuff, right? He was dealing with, right, contracts and trade level stuff as assistant GM. I don't think he was without thought on the draft as an assistant general manager of, right, an NBA team. And obviously people on the staff, like the scouting department I just mentioned, which was still in place. The scouting department is in place. It's, right, not a new scouting department. They were working on it all year.
And they've seen John Morant.
So I'm sure like when they looked up on lottery night and they got the number 2 pick, it wasn't like, okay, we're starting with a blank slate. We have no opinions about any of this.
Right.
So I think it's quite possible that as soon as that pick came up, that they thought we'll probably end up taking John Morant. But I still would expect them to go through a process. And so if they are in fact telling people, day two, we're going to take John Morant, then you assume like that means R.J. Barrett's not going to come into Memphis and not going to do it, you know.
Well, it's funny.
That would surprise me if they didn't go through the process with that. Of course, they also met with Zion Williamson apparently yesterday.
You would think that they would, yes, drill down. We, right, think we love John.
Go through the
we
background
love what
checks.
We've seen of John Morant.
Bring them both in.
1,000 people to talk. Now, Gary has made the point that with New York and L.A. right behind him, that R.J. Barrett is the kind of person that may not want to come to Memphis. Like that, and not that he's a big timer or whatever,
right,
but he's
right,
been
right,
a star from the day one. He's looking like the third pick. He might just say, I don't want to go light it up in Memphis and make them jump ahead.
What, he wants to go to New York? What that really means is he's going to go to whoever New York trades him to, more than likely.
Oh, that's probably.
I mean, the idea that, well, New York's right there at 3, yeah, but New York's
maybe.
They're going to trade you, probably.
Only if it's for AD. And
I don't know.
I'm not sure that they have enough to get the AD done.
New York...
What they got for Porzingis is enough.
If New York has, let's set Anthony Davis aside. If New York knows they're getting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, that means they want to win a title, compete for a title next year. The rest of that roster is all young. You're not going to win a title with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and 10, 20-year-olds. You got to add talent around that. And your best way to add talent, even if it's not Anthony Davis, is trading that pick. Maybe you're trading that pick, you know, maybe it's Bradley Beal. Maybe it's two good players a step below that. If they want to win a title next year, R.J. Barrett can't be the third best player on that team.
Yeah, there's so much up in the air. You actually hear more and more about Brooklyn as a possible destination for KD and Kyrie as well. But you're right. You're right. If you're betting on going to New York, you might not necessarily
right. Or L.A.
be going
certainly.
To New York and L.A. certainly. You might not be going to New York. I would be surprised, and I'm sure if you called them right now and they picked up the phone and you asked Jason Wexler, he would tell you, oh, no, we're going to go through a process. That would be what they say.
That is what they say.
Right.
Yes.
Of course, that is what they say.
Right.
Even if it's not true, even if they've already made up their mind. That's what they say. They wouldn't say they've already made up their mind. It was a weird...
Trust me, I poked around on that story, and I got sort of a dismissive reaction to it.
Right.
Well, that's an odd story. Well,
right.
We'll see. You know?
Of course, and they will probably end up taking John Morant. And whatever. It doesn't...
Right. Again, and that's who everyone wants them to take anyway. And so, I think it raises interesting questions about process and whether ownership and all that are really relevant. But most people don't care that much because people want them to take John Morant anyway and think that's the obvious pick. And,
It'd
be a much bigger story if it was the Grizzlies have... Even if it was R.J. Barrett. If the story came out about Jonathan Givone saying the Grizzlies are telling people they're taking R.J. Barrett, people will be a lot more interested in that story.
Right, exactly. The other draft news was, which I dismissed, was whatever. The speculation that Zion Williamson could possibly, if he didn't want to go to New Orleans, could go back to Duke. And it always seemed preposterous to me. In fairness to Windhorst, he didn't say he's pondering it. He just said it would be a possibility.
Yeah.
But man, it caught fire, and it just seems totally unreasonable.
Well, that is something that was clearly never ever going to happen.
Right.
Now it is possible. It turns out this is not the case either. It looks like it is more possible that could be used as a threat to try to leverage yourself into some other situation. A threat that you ultimately would not follow through on, right?
Right.
Like, it's not unprecedented.
It's not much of a threat.
I mean, it doesn't happen as much in the NBA.
Right.
But it wouldn't be unprecedented for a guy to not like where he's, you know.
Kobe said he was going to go play in Italy if he wasn't going to play for Cali.
Danny Ferry did go play overseas. And then Steve Francis, for the Vancouver Grizzlies, forced his way out as the number two.
And football, Eli Manning forced his way. Yeah, it's,
but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen in this situation.
It just seems crazy to me that it would happen. And honestly, you wouldn't capitulate if you were in New Orleans. Like, in the end, you need good players. You can't have every good player forcing their way out. There was also a basketball game last night. Actually, there have been two, and we haven't talked about either of them. Warriors dispatched the Portland, and last night Milwaukee beats the Raptors. Thoughts?
Milwaukee's the number one seed in the whole league. They're playing at home. I don't remember what the final score was, but I think it was still single digits, right? It was single digits late. I didn't see where it ended up. And so, not a particularly surprising outcome. I was a little disappointed in Toronto's second half, as someone who sort of believed in Toronto. I think Toronto in the first half looked like what I expected them to look like,
Indeed, you tweeted it.
Yes. And so, where their defense was great, they had, Kawhi was leading the way, but it was sort of a balanced scoring effort. And I think they had 12 points off their bench at halftime, and they may have ended up with 12 points off the bench at the end of the game. And so, to me, the story of that game may be the story of the series. Giannis is great, and Kawhi is great. Whose supporting cast is going to be better? And last night, Toronto got a big game from Kyle Lowry, and that was it. And Milwaukee got big games from Brooke Lopez and Malcolm Brogdon off the bench. 2-1.
Right.
2-1 supporting cast, Milwaukee's favor, Milwaukee wins the game. That could be the story of the series, is Giannis and Kawhi are great, but who's going to step up around them?
Right. Obviously, Brooke Lopez had a big game.
Right.
Mark did not. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we make everything the Marc Gasol referendum here, and it's sort of the whole, Marc Gasol did not have as good of a game as he needs to, and neither did, anyone else other than Kawhi Leonard or Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry was good, yes.
And so, I think Gasol was good in the first half, and, he played reasonably well other than the scoring. I know Brook Lopez had a big game. I mean, some of that was when Serge Ibaka was in the game, and some of that was hitting some tough shots. When you're a seven-footer who's hitting, 26-footers with a hand in your face, there's only so much you can do on that, right? And so Toronto has – again, I'll go back to it. To me, it's supporting cast, and Toronto – they got to get more from – they need multiple people stepping up around Kawhi every night. Does that have to be the same people every night? They need more from Marc Gasol, from Pascal Siakam, from everybody. I think a lot of it to me, though, and this is sort of secondary guys I know, but Danny Green, this is time. You are a three-point shooter who's won titles. You had a great regular season. They got to get more from – in this series, they got to get more from those perimeter players.
Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow. Again, I urge people to go read the series on Memphis music. It's extraordinary over at the Daily Memphian. When we come back, Sam Vecenie from The Athletic is going to join us to talk about the NBA draft and Ja Morant. It's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. at a mimosa or a glass of wine. And at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try our new cookie cake ice cream. It's sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. When it comes to new flavors, this cookie takes the cake.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all area Kroger supermarkets and all area Food Giant supermarkets.
Now's the time to get a great deal and big savings on a new Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV at Bob Johnston Chevrolet. The all-new Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington has 2018 Chevrolet Silverado pickups with up to $12,000 discounts. Get employee pricing on select Chevrolet models, plus incentives on all 2019 model Chevrolets in stock during the anniversary sale going on now at the all-new Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington. In the market for a new 2018 Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, Bob Johnston Chevrolet has a clearance sale on all new 2018 models as well. Bob Johnston also has the new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer in stock. Chevrolet, find new roads. Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington. Visit us at tnchevrolet.com.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much of my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save.
Less required phone trade-in credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If cancel early, remain balance. Fee taxes due at sale.
Lovers of what others hate.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We are the underdogs. We are.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Sam Vecenie. He covers the NBA draft, the NBA, college basketball. For The Athletic, I subscribe to The Athletic. You should subscribe to The Athletic and The Daily Memphian. Support journalism. He also is host of the Game Theory podcast. And on Twitter, at Sam_Vecenie, he joins me. Now, Sam, how are you?
I'm great. I just got a standing ovation to come on the radio in Memphis, so I'm feeling good about
myself
now.
John Morant, let's just start there. I have your mock draft up in front of me. I've tweeted out your mock draft. Shockingly, you have Zion Williamson going number one to New Orleans, but then you very quickly have John Morant to Memphis. You say it's a perfect fit. Why?
So, yeah, I think that the Mike Conley era is obviously coming to an end. I would expect that, Zach Kleiman and that entire front office ends up moving on from Mike this summer. It was obviously discussed whether or not they were going to keep Mike during the season. He was a considerable candidate to be dealt at the trade deadline. And, you know, this is kind of a perfect scenario. Ja Morant's the number two prospect in this draft across the NBA. Most executives agree with that. He is a terrific, terrific point guard who has great vision. He's so great at getting his teammates involved with the game. His live dribble game is unbelievable. He can get in and out of areas, and his passing off of the live dribble is absolutely outstanding. He can throw left-hand whip passes. He can throw, you know, right-hand pocket passes to rollers. It's just he's got every single pass in the toolbox, basically. So you look at how he would morph with a guy like Jaren Jackson, who was their selection last season. I think it's a great fit in terms of being able to run pick and pops, being able to do a lot of different actions as long as they can find a way to get some spacing around him.
You say in your piece over at The Athletic, it's my opinion that Morant will enter the NBA immediately as one of the top 10 passers in the league.
I agree with that.
That is extraordinary praise.
Yes. I'm aware how great that praise is, but we saw a guy last year come in Trae Young that had a similar ability to make plays for his teammates. And honestly, I think that because Morant is just a little bit quicker than Trae and has, I would honestly say, a bit less of a scoring mindset than Trae does. I look at Morant as a guy that's going to be able to come in. He's going to finish if they give him the key, if they give him the keys to the engine and everything like that, and just have him play 30 minutes a night. I think he's going to finish top five in the NBA in assists, to be honest, just because you look at the way that he can just handle the ball, weave in and out of traffic, and I'm telling you, you're going to see this guy make some passes that are just absolutely unbelievable. He sees the floor incredibly well, and he can make passes from any angle with either hand, and he can make them in any situation. It's just kind of an unbelievable mix of gifts as far as passing the ball, at least.
The comparison people always make is Russell Westbrook. Obviously, his body type is not Russell Westbrookian at all, and it sounds like he sees the floor better than Russell. Not that Russell can't pass. He does, obviously.
Yeah.
Does that compare? I mean, it seems to me the body type is the biggest way that that does not stand up. But what do you make of that comparison?
I'm not a fan of that one, to be honest. I don't think that he's going to put pressure on the defense in the same way that Russ does. Like, Russ is just a freight train, right, coming out in transition. That's not really Ja. The two guys that I kind of think of him as a mix of is, like, imagine if you combine, like, Rajon Rondo's mentality on distribution with De'Aaron Fox's athleticism, right? Like, that's kind of the two guys that I look at and see the most of whenever I watch Ja Morant play basketball. I mean, trying to think if, like, there's one guy. There's not really one guy that fits everything that Ja does, but I would say that, you know, two very skinny guys, two guys that are one guy in De'Aaron Fox that has very electric athleticism, can run the floor, you know, kind of weave in and out of the paint. And then Rajon is a guy that just has that unbelievable mentality, has the ability to make passes with either hand, and just has that unselfish mindset. So I would say, like, kind of a combo between those two.
As a shooter, obviously not perfect yet. Is there potential there, certainly, to be better than those two?
Potential, yes. I think potential is the best way to put it. He is an improving jump shooter when he can get his feet set. If you can give him some time to get his feet set into, like, you know, Murray State runs a lot of actions where they start him in the corner, actually, and then they have him fly up from the corner and take, like, a dribble handoff or something. He's pretty comfortable. If you get his feet set, he'll just pull right from there and knock down a three. You know, against the Florida State team in the NCAA tournament in the second round, we saw him make five threes early on in that game because they played, like, serious drop coverage, right? So he just had, like, eons of time to set his feet and knock down shots. But in the NBA, the problem is, for lead guards, you're not going to get that time all the time, right? So the big thing that he needs to do is diversify his game off of the pull-up, I think. He needs to be able to get through his pull-up, get into his mechanics a little bit quicker, and get that release off just a little bit faster.
As a finisher, obviously we've all seen the dunks. You know, when we think about Mike Conley here, it's an assortment of floaters and a really creative finisher. What's Ja like as a finisher?
I am a little bit lower on him than what I think the consensus seems to be. Like you said, we all see the high-flying dunks over people, right? But the frame actually does end up causing some issues for him. Again, like we can go back to the Florida State. I think he went like 2 of 15 from two-point range whenever he was forced to go up against length and athleticism, like he'll be presented on an NBA floor. You look at his overall numbers, I actually don't even think they're that strong. I think that he was like 50th or 60th percentile according to Synergy in terms of finishing at the basket this season. So if he gets his feet set and he has the ability to go up off of 2 feet, he can really throw it down. He also does have some ability to change the angle on rim protectors, right? Like he'll start by going up thinking you're going to have like a normal layup, and then he'll swoop his arm around and go for more of a finger roll, stuff like that. He does know how to do that stuff. But I think that right now it's still a work in progress in terms of him finishing around the basket.
Talking to Sam Vecenie on Twitter at Sam_Vecenie. Read his stuff at The Athletic, as I do. Defensively, I don't even know how much he like it, he has.
Yeah, I kind of don't care, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the end, you have to guard the position at some level. Was asked to do so much at Murray State. I don't even know if it was you just relax on this end.
Right. Yeah, it was that, and then he was also a guy that would like way over gamble into passing lanes too. Like he'd really be hunting to try and get out in transition and have one of those crazy dunks. So I don't mean to say like I don't care about defense.
Right.
It's more that like I don't really care how he to that Murray State basically.
Right. He has the frame and athleticism to be a credible defender.
Yeah, I mean, he's skinny. He's going to have to put on weight. That's always the number one thing that comes up with Ja.
I meant the length and wingspan and whatever else. Yeah, he's going to have to put on weight. Do you imagine, by the way, let's say they do deal Mike, and let's say they bring back DeLon Wright, right, which seems to me like a reasonable guy to pair with him, who's not a number one but does that seem reasonable to me? And can they play off the ball together? I mean, I imagine they could play together in a backcourt at various points.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, DeLon has become at least a reasonable shooter. He's not like a high-level shooter by any stretch. I think it would really help if he could become a high-level shooter. That would seriously help his translation to playing with Ja Morant. But at the end of the day, I mean, DeLon can guard multiple positions. He's a really, really good secondary ball handler. I like DeLon more as like a sixth man, to be honest, because I think he's just like kind of a jack of all trades that can really help you in a variety of roles. But I think that they should still be looking for like a two guard of the future, quote unquote. But while they're kind of developing Ja for the next year, if they can't find a guy like in free agency or something, I think it's a totally reasonable alignment to play those two. Yeah,
in spots, obviously not. But you want a shooter next to him is what you want. Well, someone who can spread the floor for him. While I have you here, Jonathan Givony yesterday reported that they are already the ownership group is already telling people that he's their guy. I don't think anyone is surprised that he's their guy. It would be surprising that they would tell people this early without going through the process. Is it absolutely clear to you that there is a separation between Ja Morant and RJ Barrett?
Personally, for me, it's not. I think they're actually very close. I will say that I think they are closer, like me personally, as someone who evaluates the NBA. I think those two are closer than what the consensus around the NBA is. Like, I would say most NBA executives do think that Ja Morant is the clear number two guy. I think it's like a 2A, 2B situation because I really like RJ Barrett, and I think he's going to be fine once he gets to the NBA. In regard to the report, I mean, I have not heard that. I will say that. I mean, I'm sure John's right. John's excellent at this job. Like, I just haven't heard it in regard to like.
I'm sure he's right in that he's heard it. It would seem odd, given the particularly fresh formation of this front office, to buy when they didn't necessarily expect to have the number two pick to have made up their minds. Wouldn't it be by the lottery night, essentially? Wouldn't that be curious?
I mean, impossible. I mean, they might have just had, like, plans set up. Hey, if we get number one, we're taking Zion. Hey, we've done enough scouting throughout the year to where, hey, if we get number two, we're taking Ja. Or if we get number three, we're taking RJ. I mean, teams have, like, contingency plans like that where they kind of have a great feel for what's going on. But again, like I haven't heard that. That doesn't mean it's wrong by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I would bet that John is right because John's very good at this.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you one other question, and that is this: in terms of finding a home for Mike Conley, there's all kinds of options out there. Some of them might involve a first-round pick coming back, although, honestly, the way this could play out is you could see who strikes out in free agency, and that's then where Mike goes, in which case the draft will have already happened, right? But if it plays out that there is a first-round pick coming back, are there any teams out there that you would think would be in the running that might be willing to give up a first-round pick as part of a package for Mike? And are there any players who you like? Let's say Orlando, where are they, 16, whatever, whomever,
sure.
Minnesota at 11, whoever you want to pick, Indiana, players you like who might fit in this constellation of Jaren Jackson Jr., Ja, and other young talent who the Grizzlies could be angling if they can get a later one, who they could be angling to get.
Yeah, I mean, I would just want guys who I think have potential to shoot it. You know, you can look at someone like a Nikhil Alexander Walker out of Virginia Tech. You can look at someone like a Kevin Porter out of USC if you want to try and bet on upside in some regard. You know, there are a few guys out there that I think would make sense. I mean, I think the bigger part is finding the team that makes sense for Mike Conley, because I would imagine that, like, the Grizzlies on some level are going to work with Mike and,
right,
you know, find a home for him that he's going to be happy with. I mean, he's meant so much to the organization, and, you know, I feel like they probably feel a connection to try and take care of him. So I think that's the bigger piece of it, more than, like, trying to find who is, like, a specific prospect. You know what I mean?
Right. The Grizzlies, by the way, will now still owe Boston a pick in the next two drafts. The narrative has been this draft stinks, and A, do you agree with that? And then B, what are the next two drafts shaping up to look like? One of those days we're going to have to convey, they're going to have to convey this pick.
So I would say that if Memphis did not move up, the much better scenario for them would have been to convey the pick this year. I am not a huge fan of the 2019 draft in the area where Memphis was originally slated to pick.
Right.
I think that it is a draft that is almost setting teams up for, you know, potential failure. It's just going to be a really hard evaluation year because a lot of these kids that have the higher upsides also have a much lower floor just because they're unfinished products at this stage. Like, we saw guys like Nasir Little and Romeo Langford and guys like this, like, not necessarily, you know, play up to their level this year in college basketball. So you look at the 2020 draft, I think the 2020 draft is very similar to this one in that I do like the group at the top, but I think that once you get past the top three, top four now with RJ Hampton, that it's a very questionable group. But the 2021 draft, assuming that nobody else continues down this road of reclassification, you know, you've got guys like Evan Mobley in there. I think that that has potential to be Cade Cunningham, an absolutely excellent, excellent draft. So if I was Memphis, I would probably hope that that pick transfers in 2020.
James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa. I keep saying last question, but now that I have you two more.
No, you're good, man.
Those guys, I don't know if you'll be here a lot to watch James Wiseman. It sounds like, but if Precious Achiuwa ends up here too, there'll be a lot of scouts here to watch those two. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, James has done such a great job over the course of the last year, in my opinion, of dispelling doubts that, you know, is he a guy that's going to play hard? Is he a guy that's going to bring it every night? Every time I've seen him for the last year, and I've seen him probably four or five times, you know, either, you know, in person or, you know, watch him on TV, stuff like that, and I've seen him in person quite a bit too. He's brought it. He's really brought it every time. And whenever you pair those tools at 7'1" with like a 7'6", 7'7" wingspan and just everything he brings to the table athletically, really good player. Really, really good player who I think has a chance to be the number one overall pick in the draft. And then Precious Achiuwa, he was a guy that I think has really improved over the last year. I was not really a fan of his up until, you know, realistically, this last little exhibition circuit. He has improved his skill set immensely. In my opinion, he has gotten to the point where he is now a credible shooter. I don't know if he's a consistent shooter yet, but he's credible, at least to where you can believe in that translating at some point. And his athleticism is terrific. He has like a 9-foot standing reach, which is like center size in the NBA now. It's insane. Like, he is just a physical specimen, you know, 6'9", 7'2", wingspan, all sorts of athleticism, and is really improving as a shooter and has the motor to pair with it. So, yeah, I would say he's a top 10 draft prospect in 2022.
Sam, you definitely earned a standing ovation. I can't thank you enough for doing this. People should subscribe to The Athletic, and I love your stuff. We'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, that is Sam Vecini. That was great. That was great. We got to take a break. We'll get back to the one story you have been waiting for when we return. Jeff Cockett, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 11 a.m.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a road trip. And if I said who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play off all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star Chevys have all the awards. And they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell down deals at All-Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0 for 72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as $12,000 off MSRP. And huge military discounts for those who serve our great country. It's an easy drive from Collierville, Memphis, or anywhere in Mississippi. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch or go check out their complete inventory at allstarautogroup.com.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
Jameson is where I go. Well, let's be honest. I don't have to go. They come to me. They come to me. They have set up termite protection so I don't have to worry about my house falling down. They have taken care of my pests so that Brad Carson doesn't see a cockroach at my Christmas party anymore. That was embarrassing. That's done now. They have treated my lawn so it is, and I honestly mean this, it is totally transformed already. And now they're taking care of my mosquitoes with their unique breeding system, which is not involving spraying poison everywhere, but involves, again, addressing the breeding spots. And so you take away the breeding, you take away the mosquitoes. I'm going to be able to enjoy my pool. Jameson has been around here for years and years and years, and there's a reason for that. It's a local company deeply invested in Memphis. They take care of for free the lawns of Memphis Little League. Someone wrote me and said, listen, when I heard that, I figured if I was picking lawn care or pest care or places, I might as well go to that place. They have good enough heart to do that. Go check them out at jamesonpest.com or 522-452-1505. Let's get to the biggest story we have not talked about.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Joe Lenardi has his way too early bracket projections out. Jeffrey, I take it Memphis is a one. Who are the other ones?
So Memphis is not a one.
I take it that Memphis is a two. Who are the other twos?
Okay, keep going.
I take it that Memphis is a three seed. Who are the other three seeds?
Keep going.
I take it Memphis is a four?
Number four.
Memphis is a
four
seed.
Screw Joe Lenardi. Does he not know what's happening here?
According to Joe Lenardi, Memphis will be a four seed in the Midwest Regional. They will be taking on Northern Kentucky. Michigan State will be the one seed in that region.
Who are the other ones? Who are the ones?
The ones, I hope everyone is taking.
Kentucky.
I need everyone to take a seat.
Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State.
And North Carolina.
That's great.
Included in Memphis's region, the two seed, should the Tigers advance, of course, to the Elite Eight,
all poppycock. It's fake news.
They would take on Kansas. The Tigers bracket, the one seed again, Michigan State. The 16 seed would be the winner of Fairleigh Dickinson, Norfolk State. The 8-9 game, North Carolina State, Marquette. The 5 seed will be Iowa State. The 12, Toledo. 4 Memphis, 13 Northern Kentucky. The 6th seed would be Tennessee.
Okay. All right, enough of this. By the way, I do want to shout out Memphis 901 FC. It's not just that they won last night. They won at home. They won at home. And it's their first home win. Those fans are tremendous. And so that was fun to see. And, of course, the other news is that Penny Hardaway has been named as the new spokesperson for the Memphis airport. I've been taking suggestions all day on what that will mean for the airport. The latest to roll in, All planes have foamposite seats.
Love it.
Folks from Kentucky will say there will be immediate FAA allegations and violations.
Obviously, people traveling from Indiana as well.
People immediately saying, okay, sure, but does Penny know how to pilot the plane? And boarding will be 40 minutes of hell.
That actually, that one they have already delivered on.
That one they have.
That one they've already delivered on. So, so there you go. You can send any others to me. I'll probably be assembling some of these in some kind of a column that you can write at the Daily that you can read. You could write it. I'm actually asking you to write it. That is true. But you can also read it at the
Daily.
This
really is new media.
Later. This is new media. This is called
Never took
crowdsourcing.
You for an aggregator.
Crowdsourcing. It's called. You know what it is? It's engagement with the community.
It's a great point.
It's engagement with the community. I would recommend when you do your show that you engage in the community in the same way when you do your show with when you your traitor self does your show with my competition that you try to engage the community in the same way that we do. What's coming up next, by the way?
Let's try this again. Say that one more time.
What is coming? Speaking of 40 minutes of hell, what is coming up? Next.
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will have Jonathan Givony, who, as you mentioned during the show, had the report that the Grizzlies have focused in on Ja Morant with the 2 pick. You will, of course, be with him at 125. Jonathan at 1125.
I totally forgot that. I'm with him. I forget it every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
It's a miracle I make it every Thursday. Who's going to say I'm going to continue on? Yes?
2 to 4, Ryan Glasspiegel will join me at 225. David Cobb will join me at 3 o'clock.
You got Giannata yet today?
Giannata was yesterday. So
Then Monday. It kicks off on Monday formally?
I want Mark to be fresh for Monday. But
Mark is joining the show formally starting.
Correct. Starting Monday.
The
official rollout of Giannata and Jeffrey will be Monday.
I'm still saying it should be Jeffrey and Giannata.
That's how humble I am.
Who has more seniority here?
Again, but he has more Twitter followers. It's the important things that matter, Jeff.
Okay, fine.
On Gary today, John will join him at 4:20. You, of course, listen, you're the hardest working man right now. You'll be with him at 5.
Listen, I just talked to Gary on the phone wherever I happen to be. And I enjoy it. It's been fun. Like, that's easy. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks to Sam Vecini, to Chris Harrington, to Jonah Jordan, and to y'all. We will be back here tomorrow. But for now, our work here is done.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, redberry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects, like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools. That's it. No patio furniture. No plants. Just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
The 92.9 line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.